Hello, a very good evening to you and welcome to Hungary Reports. I'm Steffi Derry. The Greek referendum divided the Greeks living in Hungary too. Some people say they definitely cheer for the no camp because they need to say no to the new sanctions and the terror of the EU. Others are more like supporting the yes camp. Tens of thousands of Greeks are living in Hungary. Most of the families came in 1949 due to the civil war in Greece.
The village of Beloianis in Transdanubia, Hungary, was founded by Greek refugees. More than 300 ethnic Greeks are still living here. They were eagerly waiting for the results of Sunday's referendum. Most of them, seemingly, were in favor of the no votes. No, we do not accept more austerity measures from the European Union, said this Greek man. But the other members of his family are on another opinion. I would say it would be the right decision if they accept these conditions, said Nikandros Galanis. Older members of the Archiroporus family arrived decades ago to Hungary, but many of their relatives still live in Greece. They followed the events in Greece and they were almost certain that most people will vote no to austerities even before the results were announced. I believe that a nation cannot be gutted for good. At some point it must be stopped, said a Greek restaurant owner in Budapest. Dr. András Kostopoulos was waiting for the results of the referendum in Szeged, southern Hungary. The lecturer of the University of Szeged, who is also the president of the local ethnic Greek council, says, from a financial point of view, a change is needed in the country because until now it did not work. The Greeks lost their patience by now, so the atmosphere towards the change is very unfriendly, said the professor. The expert added that some kind of a debt remission is absolutely necessary, because otherwise Greece cannot escape from the debt trap.
From the migrant issue point of view, it matters what the result is of the Greek referendum, said an expert to public media and when. Most of the illegal migrants arrived from the Western Balkan routes from Greece to Hungary. On Saturday, more than 600 illegal migrants were caught by the police in the country.
A group of migrants are walking across the borders of Greece and Macedonia. Most of the immigrants came from Syria, Afghanistan and the African countries. Their goal is to reach Western Europe through the Balkans. Earlier, they came by foot or on bicycles, but due to a change in the laws, they can use the public transport now. So now they are traveling by trains to the Serbian border and from there to Hungary. This is one of the main routes. Afghanistan is the furthest country from where people arrive, sometimes traveling thousands of kilometers on foot. Many of them wander for years through Iran, Turkey, Greece, Macedonia and Serbia so that they could reach the west, and Hungary is its southern gateway. This is Magyar Kanizsa in Serbia. The illegal migrants traveled almost 5 hours by bus from Belgrade. Even so, they immediately head to the border to cross it illegally.
6 months in Turkish. And I go to Gersi, Macedonia, Serbia, and I go to Germany.
Just from Greece. The Syrian man told us that so far he paid 15,000 euros to human traffickers to get his children out of the country. They were in Greece for a month, but they decided to head to Sweden. The embankment of the Tisza River takes us to the Hungarian border. 500 or 600 people head to Hungary this way every day.
I sell everything from neighbor is help us to make added money to coming. My family is some. My family is working in Turkey, for to give me the money. I'm going in the Europe.
This is Sobotka, also in Serbia, where dozens of migrants are resting on the streets, playgrounds, and in parks. A security expert in an interview told M1 that the pressure of immigrants on Hungary may change after the Sunday referendum in Greece. Lajos Herencsár said that from that region over 1 million migrants could leave for Hungary, as most of them won't stay in the financially instable Greece.
Hungary has once again sent police patrols to Croatia to work along the Adriatic coast during the summer tourist season. In Zadar, at the end of August, they're going to patrol together with the Croatian police. Their job is to help the Hungarian tourists.
Sunbathing on the beach of the Adriatic Sea, carefree swimming in the waves. All tourists who visit Croatia wish for that. Each year, thousands of Hungarians spend their holidays there, and as usual, Hungarian policemen patrol the tourism hotspots. This is the second year for Gábor Janković to patrol on the beach of Croatia. He gave an interview for the Zagreb television in Croatian. I like working here together with the Croatian officers, and I hope we can help the visiting Hungarians, said the policeman, adding they have to take action daily. Not only Hungarian, but Polish policemen are patrolling in the seaside cities, and they were welcomed too by the tourists. The task of the foreign policemen is communicating with the tourists, especially with Hungarians and Polish, said the leader of the police headquarters of Zadar. The Hungarian Council of Croatia thinks it is very helpful that in the summer month Hungarian police officers serve in Croatia.
A family Olympic day was held in Miskolc, northern Hungary, on Sunday. Adults and kids could try out all kinds of sports, and they also met famous athletes. The goal was, as well as the other locations throughout the country, to collect supporters for the 2024 Olympics.
2024 meter Olympic
futoverseny. Families were racing for the Hungarian Olympics in Miskolc, northern Hungary, on Sunday. The distance was symbolic. It was exactly 2024 meters, as Hungary would host the 2024 Olympic Games. This 12-year-old boy chose the bicycle, but others tried out kayak, for example. After some advice from the coach, it went very well for him. Here at the ring, sportsmen had to fight with huge boxing gloves, but sometimes the opponents got small right hooks too. Baseball, which is not well known in Hungary, was very popular too, and many tried to score to the polo goal as well. Some children said they wish to be Olympic athletes in handball or gymnastics. Ping pong balls were given by a machine this time. Csaba Csepregi was sweating during the game. He came out with his grandson to support Hungary's Olympic bid. The Olympics is so colorful. It's not only about principles, but also reality, action, said Csaba Csepregi. Professional athletes also appeared at the family day. Organizing the games would give so much to the athletes. Competing in front of the Hungarian public, it would give us a big plus too. I think we would all perform very well, said Miklós Dudás, world champion in canoeing. The family day in Miskolc was organized to raise awareness of the Olympic cause, to show that apart from sports, it would give a benefit by improvements in the transport infrastructure or boosting tourism. The government and local authorities have decided already. On Monday, the parliament will vote on the bid for the Olympics.
Péter Bessenyei, Hungarian aerobatic former world champion, became sixth at the Red Bull Air Race World Championship Series in Budapest on Sunday. Austria's Hannes Arch won the finals, who completed the racetrack marked by inflatable gates less than a minute. A total of 14 pilots competed in the race, and the runner-up was Britain's Paul Bonhomme, followed by Martin Sonka from Slovakia. The Red Bull Air Race Series will continue in Ascot in England on August 16. And that's all for tonight. Don't forget that we'll be back tomorrow night, as every night around this time. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.